From WRKF 89.3 HD in Baton Rouge, this is Louisiana's Prescription, Bayou State Answers to Health and Health Policy. At Baton Rouge Rehab Hospital, the support groups for survivors of strokes and brain injuries work a little differently. 4 years ago, a meeting for just caregivers broke off, and now medical staff at the hospital are trying to pay closer attention to the needs of caregivers earlier on. Travis Lux explains.
We're just starting. Well, we hadn't even started yet.
Roxanne Bingham is one of the facilitators of the support group. Right now, she's standing by the door of a conference room making lunch plates. As they walk in, she tells the survivors to take a seat at one of the fold-out tables and directs their caregivers toward the adjoining room. 4 years ago, going through the same lunch line, a husband of a stroke survivor stops Bingham and tells her,
I can't do it anymore. That they're walking away from their marriage. It had been a couple years. They had survived the stroke, but it's so difficult and emotional, they didn't know how to handle it any further.
And then, literally 10 minutes later, another survivor's husband came up to her in the lunch line and told her the exact same thing.
Roxanne, I'm walking away from my marriage. We're not marriage counselors, but what do you do with that?
Well, what they did was split up the groups. Caregivers in one room, survivors in the other. Bingham wanted to give the caregivers a private space to talk about how the strokes and brain injuries had affected their lives.
Our meeting's usually an hour and a half. That meeting lasted almost 3 hours.
Turns out that down the hall, the survivors had a lot to say too. Bingham says that when everyone was in the same room, survivors didn't speak much, probably because caregivers were speaking for them. But, she says, with the caregivers gone,
I mean, I couldn't get them to stop talking. Even some nonverbal people became verbal.
That first meeting was 4 years ago. Paul Fontaine, along with his wife and caregiver Kim, was there. Paul had an accident several years prior, and Kim had spent a lot of time bringing him to doctor's appointments.
I probably never did say thanks, but thank you. To tell you the truth, you know what I meant, but I just probably just never did say it. You know, I appreciate it.
It was the most recent support group meeting that reminded Paul to say thank you. Travis Lux, WRKF News.